This interview highlight package is brought to you by Sowetan Live.
I immediately contacted my child's father, Lenny, to do the keep up with the horror. Guys, we're in a personal development course and Tigani, Tikopan and Gugai, right? Dudusile tells me, horror, it's military training. I'm like, guys, no, I was not aware that this is military training. Had I known from the onset, I would have never allowed my child to go. I honestly didn't know that it was military training. Fast forward, Mwana ke wa mpolela gore bare they will be giving them phones on Wednesdays only. So every Wednesday he would call us here at home, he would video call us, and then I think 27th of August he sends me a message, the voice note, don't I think they're being taken to war. There's rumors that they're being taken to war, blah, blah, blah. Saying to them, "Hore, no, they've not been taken to war. Gimakafela, those guys, Baba, kids, other, you know, they're playing with their minds. They just seem to scare them."
Mm-mm.
And then that was the last time I heard from my child, 27th of August. 28,
7,
then,
so the last time you spoke to him was August.
27th of August.
Yes.
So, yeah, guys, I'm trying to get hold of my child. Where's my child? Dudu tells me, where the place where they are at, they can't go with phones, blah, blah, blah. They'll be there for 3 weeks. Okay. So, now we are not for 3 weeks. 3 weeks to our guys, no, the kids are not yet back, but they should be coming soon. Can you tell me where my kids are? She tells me, she will be going to Russia. She's going with Jacob Zuma, they're traveling to Russia. He's going there for medical reasons. And then from there, they're paying the guys a visit. They're going to see them. And actually, I even asked her, I want my child back. And she tells me, when they get there, she'll talk to the father. I'm like, okay, Shapo, ma'am, I'll be waiting. She stopped responding to my messages then. She stopped taking my calls. She stopped responding to my messages. The father of my child stopped taking my calls. He stopped replying to my messages because apparently now I was this mother. Oh, don't worry, it's just overprotective and just one bit. Independent. I'm like, independent there, and independent for what? When literally we sent a contract that was written in Russian, they sent us a contract that was written in Russian, they were being forced to sign it, and they said to me, Judy's forcing us to sign, she has done this course, so there's nothing to worry about, we'll just be here for some time, and then Radama, and she was the one telling them, they are back 1 year or 3 years or in. I'm like, so my child tells me, no, I refuse to write 3 years. I refuse to one because I keep the hobby work. In fact, he didn't say it's years, he just said, but 1 or 2 or 3. What is this? I just wrote one mama because I just felt for maybe keep Hannah for that long. But now I just wrote one. Cousin is about Baba, with some of their friends that formally contracted the old to us, which were written in Russian, and how did you translate that? They're being taken king Russian military something.
So
I've been asking those guys to bring back my kids. Last week Friday we had a conference called Lenny past Friday, the other Friday. This past Friday, 19th, I'm
there. Yeah, and it was the 21st.
That other one.
This one was the 21st.
Not this. Yeah, the one before that one.
Oh, okay.
We had a conference called Lene, Ramuza, did you, where are the kids? No, the kids are fine. I last heard from the commander, the kids are fine. Baba Shekile, and Ramona, the last time, some of their friends, there's a group that's been opened. Yeah, WhatsApp. We're all there as parents. And some of them are saying, the kids were hurt. We need to know what is going on. We need us.
Yeah, but how were the kids hurt?
Apparently, my child was apparently, he was holding a gun. And then I think I don't know how to read it, but he was holding it. I think he was trying to shoot a backfire.
So his hand was shot?
No, not shot. But he was injured. I think when you're I don't know if you've ever been ranges, you your shoulder.
Mm. Oh, okay. Elor, how old is your son?
I don't know what. He's 19.
And then so papa gagwe ke ne a tloelaneng le duduzile. Do you know how they got to know each other?
I have no idea.
Oh, and then ngwana ke mo South African?
No,
ke Motswana. So o tsamile ka passport ya kae?
O tsamile ka passport ya Botswana.
The reason I'm also asking
this.
O tsamile le mang?
Aha, ba tsamile. He's 20 years.
20 years. The reason ke go botsa ka the passport is because so most South Africa, I get this thing now has reached the president, and then they're looking into that, and then I think arrangements are being made. Hore baba tlise kwa Botswana, is this something in hore the president is all people are talking about? Does the Botswana government know hore their citizens are in Russia?
We've reported to the Botswana government.
Oh, okay. And
I think they're in talks with the South African government as well.
And then the other thing is, won't the kids get into trouble? Because you know how countries are with people fighting in foreign lands for foreign military.
I wouldn't know, but I mean, this was a clear case of human trafficking. So because as the people were saying, more group, you know, Duduzile has been paid. I don't know, but I don't know really horo patisikemang, but there's the rumor that was paid to take these boys there.
Before Mwana atwaras tunya ayakwale, had he ever handled firearms before?
He has never. There's no such Mobotana. He has never handled guns. He doesn't even fight. Even the guys that were there with him, they keep saying they honestly felt sorry for them because they were the youngest of the group and they were wondering why are they there. When they went there and the pretext that they're going to school.
The thing I'm trying to understand as well is when it comes to the diet, are nebaja ing.
No, he was just saying the food thing. But obviously, I mean, because of cultural differences, their food will obviously not be like ours.
Mm.
But I was made aware that they would go for very long periods of time without food.
Ow. Mar, then they're still expected to fight Montuing. But
listen, I don't know anything about war. Like the last time I heard from him, he was still at that military base, and then he told me they're being taken somewhere, they're being moved somewhere. That's somewhere I've never heard from him either. That's somewhere. So where they're based, to Kunpenkanakukai, they were not initially where he was communicating with me from. He's been taken to the front lines. The group members, the South African, some of the South African guys, because we've been separated from them since the 28th of August, and we don't know where they are. The last we heard was that they're going to the front line.
Mm. I mean, as a mother of a child.
So the part about food was something that was happening since anybody go the camp.
So as a mother whose son has led this normal sheltered life, never be played with guns, I mean, what was your response or your reaction? He would go to your child that has never even handled a gun before, is now has been taken to the front lines.
I mean, I was obviously very furious and very livid, and that's why I've been trying to get answers. I've not been getting answers. I've not been getting answers. All the answers that I keep getting is that the boys are fine, the boys are fine. And, you know, they tell me, oh, the boys are not at the front line, they've not gone for war. They need to do that specifically. No, the boys have not gone for war. This is not war. No, that's not what we're doing here. So, you know, sometimes you pray and hope that, you know what, she's being honest with me because of the relationship that she has had with the child's father, you know. Because I wouldn't want to believe that my aunt will meet my son will meet that Dudu. So I wouldn't want to believe that a aunt Dudu would place my child's life in danger like that.
Indeed, because we meet the aunt Dudu. Yo. So, sister, what
so you can imagine how frightened and scared trauma I am and the entering an alien.
Definitely. And when last did Dudu speak to the, like, you said there was a meeting, a video call last week. Was it between you and her or with all the other parents?
No, it was a conference call.
Yeah, okay.
It was a conference call between my it was Dudu, it was me and the father of the... that his cousin's father and the sister.
Aring.
Yeah. Ma.
Ring more, like.
No, she was just telling us she was not saying anything. It just didn't seem like she cared. She throughout the whole call she was just telling us, you know, even trying to now shifting blaming to someone else. And as we said to her, don't try and bring somebody else into the picture at this point. You are the one who said to us, Bana, don't now try and flip the coin and say there was somebody else who was responsible for them. Because all of the kids, all of the guys who were there, all of the men who were there, you're the one who came. When I convinced her to sign the contract, that's the info.
So the signing of the contract, where did it happen? More South Africa or go Russia?
In Russia.
Dudu Zile ule reza rwatsa ma.
Under her watch, any Dudu Zile listen to us,
yes. And then her aya kwani, uko reza ar, uto kutama le papa kake for medical whatever and batla taliba or whatever. Did you guys not ask her horenu that thing he needs to get?
She's going there for medical reasons. When she came back, she never responded to any of my calls.
Oh, okay. And then, what is the next step now? Because as things are, the matter has been escalated to the government. The younger sister has opened a case. So what is the next step for Luna as families?
No, we've obviously also opened cases, and we're also just currently together. We also have to open a case in South Africa, or whether our case has already been transferred to that side. Just waiting for guidance from them. But obviously, we have reported the matter here in our country.
Oh, okay. So, when you say the country, is that to the presidency or to the military or Botswana police?
Yes, Botswana police as well as the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, International Affairs.
Oh, International Affairs. Also, they're the ones, they're busy in talks with South Africa to see how the two countries can get the kids out of Russia. Okay, one last thing before you last spoke to the child on the 27th of August. Has no one then been able to tell you gore a ngwana o siame or what's happening? Like, as things stand, are we itse gore a ngwana o siame or go iragalang?
Listen, there will be rumors every day, but nobody's really saying anything. So we're just waiting to be told. That's it. We're just hoping and praying that they're safe.
Cousin, any I see Abu Ilona?
Yeah, man, none of them have.
Yo. Yeah, no, this is bad. And then one last thing, the father of the child is a South African. Your phone was breaking at the beginning, so I didn't get that. The father of the child is a South African. Oh, but then Khali Aidzi Duduzili.
Emma.
Oh, okay. No, because I wanted to find out.
He's based in South Africa.
Oh, is he a member of the of MK?
No, he's not a member. And Lerona, he's not a member of the MK. Neither are we members of the MK. This whole MK thing, not when I suggest a face of what was MK. Some of them in the parent group, they're not associated to the MK.
Because if we bought another report,
the MK party.
When the reports first started coming out initially, the people that went there, give it to my MK, they went there to train. But then you're saying, no, you guys, this has got nothing to do with the party. You guys are not, the kids are not even MK members. Yeah, no, I see.
Not even the parents.
Yeah, no, I see then why the sister opened the case against Duduzile, because she was directly then involved in the recruitment of the kids. I mean, the number 17, is that the real number or there could be more?
From what I gather, they left Bali 22, then 17 plus two, there was only two guys, it's 19.
Mm.
The other three apparently were sent back because one of them is apparently Mandela or something. One of them came one the Mandela family, and I don't quite remember what Baba with the other two kibumang, but basically, yeah, but all the guys that were 1917 plus two bubbles one.
Oh, okay. No, Magalebuka. Do you have any document that you guys got from the communications that you've been having with them, like that Russian document? You don't have it on your phone.
I share it and delete it. I share it with the Botswana government, and I don't have it on phone again.
Okay, you don't have any other, you don't have pictures that were sent from there or any other document or any message that you have with Duduzile where she actually says something to you about the kids?
I'll find it and send it to you.
Okay, ma. Ke a leboga. Mme o na le dijara tse kae?
Yo, I'm 39.
Okay, Mara, you don't want us to use your name?
No, okay. I don't want okay. you to use my name.
One last thing. Can I, but what's the mail? End of June.
What's the mail? What's the mail? They left, I think, Botswana. I don't know if it was the 20th of June via South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
For Russia, the 18th of July.
Okay, 18th of July.
So this thing was all extended to his cousin. Then Russia was also extended to his cousin. That's how my cousin ended up going.
And then who accommodated them here in South Africa? Do you know where they stayed?
The father.
Oh, yes, yes,
they
yes.
stayed with the father.
Oh, you did say that the father lives in South Africa. Okay, ma. Ke a leboga ne ere ke re busy re bua le ba bang gape ba leng gore, like I said, gona le leng gore o lose o gatkeng grandchild ya gagwe le bana ba gagwe two, they are actually there. So we're just trying to put everything together and see what we can come with.
For more, head on over to iono.fm, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you choose to get your podcasts. You can also follow us on all our social media platforms at Sowetan Live.